She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, listeners, thanks so much for being here. You know, one of the things that we always like to tackle, or tickle, I should say, because sometimes I like to be less aggressive than not on this show, is fads. And the whole idea of juicing, I've got Ray Dustar back with me every week. Thankfully, he is here. He's the known as the everyday juicer. He's the everyday juicer because, unlike most people, he doesn't take juicing up as a fad. In fact, he was like, got high cholesterol. Hey, I'm going to try to do something about it before going on these crazy medications with tons of side effects that are probably going to require more medications. He started to juice. He started to get more nutrient density into his diet. And the fact that he's an everyday juicer, besides the fact that he looks amazing, he's healthier than I would say 99.999% of the population, he continues to juice. And so, not a fad. But today, I think it's important, this topic, juicing versus cleansing versus blending. You know, just like in my medicine, there's, oh, are you a homeopath? Oh, are you a naturopath? Oh, are you an alternative? There's, we struggle with the confusion around, I think vernacular is the word, or the vocabulary. And one of my passions in life, Ray, is helping people understand the difference, not the right or wrong, but really not just facilitating the information about the what we're talking about, but the understanding. So juicing versus blending versus cleansing, I'm going to give it to you.
Absolutely. That was a great intro, and I'm going to strive to become healthier than even that 0.001% that I'm currently not as healthy as. So let's break this down into two topics, and this honestly is something it's a hot button for me, and that is the cleansing topic. So when we talk about cleansing, that really centers around juicing. You don't ever really hear people going on smoothie cleanses. So let's put the juicing versus blending aside for a second, and let's focus on the concept of cleansing with juicing. And here's the answer. Don't do it. Don't waste your money on cleanses. Don't think about juicing as a cleanse, because at the end of the day, what you're doing is you are basically buying into really the propaganda that says, oh, you know, your body needs to basically go on an all-liquid diet in order to cleanse. And quite frankly, from a medical and scientific point of view, that's just not the case. And secondly, the biggest problem is when people approach juicing from a cleanse perspective, they're looking for a short-term fix. They don't incorporate it into their lifestyle, and they don't really, to be honest, grow to like it. I've had a lot of friends that have done even as little as a 3-day cleanse, and then they don't juice again for a year. And all of a sudden, this incredibly positive thing that was brought into their life is gone because they had such a really miserable experience. I don't know if you've ever, have you ever tried a cleanse or anything along those lines?
Oh, of course. I mean, absolutely. And I think that's why I get to know more now. I think when we know better, we do better. I've certainly tried a cleanse. And the thing about the cleansing, and I think what you're saying, is they're temporary.
Right, exactly. They're definitely temporary. And again, it causes you to necessarily not learn the right, you know, the right tools and skills that you can incorporate into your everyday life. You know, I always love when you say, you know, be your own primary care provider, and really just take a interest in your own health. And that is why I'm so big on the everyday juicing concept, because I'll be doing this for the next 50 years. You know, this is a habit that I learned how to do the right way and that I will now basically have incorporated into my life. And I really try to incorporate it into everybody's life that I touch, from family to friends to strangers that I meet. So let's finish up on juicing versus cleansing. And the takeaway is, do not look at juicing as a cleanse. Do not think about it along those lines. Think about it as a sustainable solution that you're putting into your life in order to do a couple things. One, to give you an abundance of nutrients from those vegetables on a daily basis, and two, to give it to your body in the most bioavailable form, which is a liquid. And what I mean by that is basically give it to your body in a way that it doesn't have to exert and burn a ton of calories to digest the vegetables. Instead, they're virtually bypassing your digestive system and going into your cells down to a cellular level, and basically doing the magic that we've talked about them doing. So that's that.
So now the other Ray, hold on. Yep. One of the things that I want to talk about, though, as you've said, and you know, I talked about, I think, this last week, where the consistency is such a thing. Don't think about juicing as cleansing. And I told you, it's exactly it. I ride motorcycles all the time. I ride motorcycles consistently. And so I always lock my helmet. One day I didn't lock my helmet. And guess what? It got taken. So the consistency, that's just case in point. It matters so much.
So I appreciate that. Okay, let's move on to juicing versus blending. And here's another hot button for me, because unfortunately, the manufacturers and companies out there have really turned this into a either-or situation. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be either-or. It should be both, okay? Juicing and blending both have a place and a role in my life, and let me tell you what they are. So obviously, everybody knows when it comes to juicing, I'm all about it because I'm getting that abundance of phytonutrients, minerals, all that. I add a shot of Boost to my juice. That adds 100% daily value of the vitamins. Fantastic. Great. But what I haven't gotten from juicing is I haven't gotten fiber. I haven't gotten protein. So now, when it comes to blending is a phenomenal solution for me. As in some days, my lunch replacement, sometimes it's my dinner replacement, and I will basically take the leftover pulp from my juice, which is good for almost 2 to 3 days if you have it in a bag in your refrigerator. I'll take a couple scoops of that. I'll add a scoop of either sometimes hemp protein, sometimes just whey protein, a protein powder. I'll add some chia seeds for some great omega-3s. And then I'll chop up a banana. I'll put a scoop of peanut butter, and then I'll add, you know, a cup of almond milk. And now all of a sudden, I blended that, which, by the way, is also very nutritious, is also provides my body with a lot of great things. It's also not necessarily in solid food form, so it is slightly easier to digest. And now all of a sudden, you know, I'm using that for dinner maybe twice a week. I'm using it for lunch maybe twice a week.
And the thing that I love that about this explanation about juicing versus blending is what I haven't heard from other folks who have a product to sell, okay? I have seen on websites, I have heard on radio shows that one is worse than the other. And I think that is such bad information to put out to the consumers, because either one, you're getting exactly what you need. We've got 30 seconds. Ray, thank you so much for being here. The incredible information that you give, the clarity that you give to my listeners as far as juicing and consistency. Do not think of this as a cleanse. Whether you blend or you juice, both of them are great. They've just got different properties to them. We're going to help you stay well here on Radio MD. This is Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine. We'll be right back.